Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. On today's show, first up is Jordan Prosper, the new Chief Executive Officer for Community Care Northumberland. He just marked his first 90 days in the job. Have a listen and hear what he has to say about those early days, and you can also learn a bit about him. I'm so pleased to have with me today Community Care Northumberland Chief Executive Officer Jordan Prosper. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
What is the most surprising thing you've learned during your first 90 days in the job?
I wouldn't necessarily say surprising, but the most intriguing and exciting part is, you know, how dedicated our team of staff and volunteers and community partners are at genuinely trying to serve our residents with the highest level of care possible. It's a true team effort, and I was really, really happy to see that day one and day 82.
What has come most easily to you as you have settled in?
I think just treating people as people is the most seamless transition. We have a group of people that care about, you know, the work that we do and the clients and patients that we serve. So, you know, being a people leader and, you know, connecting with people, it's something that I think comes naturally to me.
Then who are some of the more memorable people who have you met over the last 90 days?
Oh, wow. Memorable people. It's hard to pinpoint it on one, but I was really, really relieved to specifically spend time with the chairs of our two boards for our foundation and Community Care Northumberland. They're incredible leaders in the truest sense, and it's very refreshing to know that, you know, we're all working towards a common goal.
One of the things you mentioned in your newsletter is the strong sense of compassion shown by your team. Could you expand on what that means and provide some examples?
For sure. I think there's a lot of examples that have came across over the last, you know, 80 days or so, but one that stands out is the unfortunate fire that took place in Coburn. I believe it was in late December or early January. And without question, our team jumped in, and the response was genuinely, how can we help? Whether it be through supporting residents affected with meals or transportation or some possible grief care. Our team was there to jump in. And that's what I think compassion is in the truest sense, is regardless of, you know, say best practice, it's that emotion of how can we treat people with the care that they deserve in some of their toughest times.
Another item you mentioned is accountability. How do you see that manifesting in your operation?
Yeah, great question. I think it comes down to the accountability, whether it be through, service targets or accountability to our mission to serve our community. We have services that operate 24/7 and, you know, outside of traditional business hours as well. I view that as accountability of not just trying to support individuals in times of need, but when they need it the most.
There are numerous and diverse programs offered by Community Care Northumberland to residents within the county. How do you ensure that standards are maintained and that they are delivered in an efficient and cost-effective manner?
Well, I was relieved when I came in that a lot of that work was already, you know, being done very intently. So We review our service volumes on a regular basis to make sure that we're meeting our targets, not only from our funders, but are there programs that are increasing in wait lists that we need to reevaluate to see if we have it, staffed accordingly or enough volunteers to help support those programs. So we pay attention to it daily, I would say, to see how we're not only meeting the demand, but evolving to the service need.
Can you give an example of that?
Yeah, for a great example is our Meals on Wheels program. We continuously see a high demand for that. So it causes us to circle back and say, how do we staff it? How many volunteer drivers do we need to deliver that program? How are residents engaging with our team in terms of understanding how to order? How are the meals prepared? All those types of things come into the discussions that our team have on a daily basis. And very proud to say that our team, never relies on status quo. We're always looking to see how we can evolve.
If you were to describe an overarching philosophy you have to providing services to those in need, what would it be?
An overarching philosophy. I think it's kind of that by any means necessary kind of tone where, we're going to get the job done to best serve our clients. Our volunteers drive through, snowstorms, and our staff work in some cases very long hours. We're going to get the job done to serve our community and make sure that we build in those processes to evaluate that along the way too.
Now, many people who are listening may not know who you are, so I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself. What did you do before you came to Northumberland?
Sure. So my background is in, health. I have a degree in health sciences at Brock University. I always had a passion for community health and, program planning, evaluation, improving the community at large. And then evolved into sort of, the management and leadership scope. Spent several years at a like-minded organization in Cork Lakes. And then, took a leadership role at a similar not-for-profit called Roots Connecting Communities. And that was my first time, leading an organization. And it was a great experience. Have some great relationships there. And it all comes down to, a passion for community health, a passion for, not working in silos and linking with aligned partners to make sure that we're serving our community.
What brought you to Northumberland?
Didn't want to turn the role down, to be honest. I think it's an exciting organization. It's an exciting role. It was a great growth opportunity for me. And to be brutally honest, it's the reputation that Community Care Northumberland comes with. I had some relationships with staff members that I knew spoke very highly of Community Care Northumberland prior to me coming on board. So it was a very, very attractive role and an attractive community to be a part of.
What are some of your past accomplishments that you are most proud of?
I think from a professional lens, very, very pleased with the work that we've done at Roots Connecting Communities to get accreditation in as like an inaugural accomplishment for that organization. I think accreditation kind of puts that stamp of approval of quality and patient care and standards that are met. So that's one for sure. I think on a personal end, I'm, a very proud father to two beautiful kids and a very proud husband to my wife Lindsay. So on a personal end and a professional end, very happy with how things have gone.
So what do you do for fun when you're not working so hard?
I love to coach. I love to coach, baseball. I help out with my kids' hockey teams. Love that kind of learning and giving back community service aspect. I like to golf. And this winter is dragging on with the best of them, and I can't wait to get back out there and get on the golf course. But and I'm, a lifelong learner. I love to, read. I like to take additional courses to help me grow as a person and as a leader. So that's kind of wraps me up in my spare time.
What's your golf handicap?
11.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
No,
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
don't think it's a guilty pleasure. I guess my fixation would be kind of salt. I like peanuts. I like chips. I like pretzels. I don't have much of a sweet tooth, but I enjoy my chips with the best of them.
What's the hardest part of coming to a new job, replacing someone who's held the position for 36 years?
I think it is truly ensuring I build the trust and connection with our teams, our volunteers, and our community. Trish, the previous CEO, is an incredible leader, has built quite the legacy for Community Care Northumberland. And my role truly with it, whether it's the first 90 days or, a year from now, is just to make sure that staff understand who I am as a person and I understand who they are.
How do you put your own stamp or mark on the job?
Well, I can't change. Sorry, I can't be who I'm not. I'm going to be authentic in my approach of, asking questions and looking, for clarity, and that's how I like to learn. But one thing I try and hold true to is, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be authentic in my approach, and I think truly people resonate with that.
There are numerous programs and services offered by community care, including the county's hospice, Ed's House. What areas deserve the most attention in these early days, or what areas are getting the most attention these early days?
Well, I think all programs are getting, the attention that they need. I think it's an accomplishment for the organization to have 10 beds fully operational now. That's recent news in the last year or so. That's a great accomplishment for Community Care Northumberland. And making sure that we're maintaining the level of service that, we set out to do, but also evolving in our practice to make sure that we're not just thinking about today, but we're thinking 5, 10 years from now about how we adapt to our population.
Have you started to formulate a vision or an overarching direction you would like to take the community care?
In short, no. I think it's truly listening. My vision with community care, I think it'd be premature for me to set that out right now without truly taking the time and engaging with our teams to understand their perspectives too. So, in short, no, I haven't gotten to that step yet.
Fundraising is a critical component to community care. How would you describe the current fiscal picture?
I think we have an incredible philanthropic community that we're very fortunate for. And that's not just unique to one program. I think that's, a Northumberland, staple. This community does a great job of, supporting programs that we have. And we deal with the same, fiscal constraints that any other not-for-profit, community health, social service type sector runs in. And our services matter, and we're constantly advocating to have resources to meet the demand of the community.
Do you have any concerns or red flags when it comes to finances?
Not red flags. I think it's the opportunity we really have is selling the value of our services to keep individuals, safe at home, aging in place, with dignity. I think that's the key opportunity we have in front of us.
One of the areas community care addresses is transportation for those who cannot drive themselves. And this is a major piece in your background, as you've already mentioned in our conversation. What is your assessment of the current system, and is there any ways public transit can be improved?
Yeah, I think transportation is a barrier in Northumberland collectively. I'm pleasantly relieved that we have strong partnerships with local municipalities, other not-for-profits to make sure people get to where they need to go. But the population is growing and expanding, and I think that the demand for those transportation services is going to continue to rise, especially from a standpoint of getting to, in a lot of cases, life-saving medical appointments. And we want to be there to help everyone we can.
So, what needs to be done then to make it better or to improve it so that everybody is getting the services that they need?
I think it starts with, how are we doing internally? How long are our wait times? Are we a predictable, reliable, trustworthy service internally, which I'm proud to say that we are. And then how do we, share those resources and connections with local partners to understand where their pressure points are? So we're coming at it from a county perspective and not just one organization.
You also have a background in health-related organizations. When you look at the wellness programs offered by community care, where are some of the areas you would like to continue and where are some that you would like to build upon?
Yeah, the wellness programs are in high demand. Our team does an incredible job of offering a multitude of different types of services in terms of exercise, fall prevention, et cetera. We're offering those in multiple communities. That wellness aspect to keep people, you know, safe in their own homes, with the ability to, make a choice of where they want to, partake in some preventative healthcare. We want to be there to support them.
Food insecurity is a growing issue in Northumberland. This is an area where community care provides vital services through Meals on Wheels, which we've already discussed, but community dinners and more. How do you anticipate addressing these growing needs?
Partnerships is kind of a common theme that you've heard so far. Community Care Northumberland is doing an incredible job of, you know, meeting the needs from a nutrition and food insecurity perspective, but we can't do it alone. We need and want partners to work and walk this journey alongside us. And whether that's be partnering with our local food banks or, the community health center from, community kitchen standpoint, there's a number of different ways we can go about it, but the demand is growing and food is not getting cheaper. And we need to do our part to make sure that we're serving as many people.
There are many challenges and changes coming to Northumberland. Outside of world affairs and trade talks and economic pressures, there's a proposal for a new nuclear generating station in Wesleyville. There's also an aging population and a demographic that is much older with much higher needs. Affordable housing remains a big issue. Where does community care fit into the future?
Yeah, I think we want to be the go-to, health and social service type organization that people can rely on. We haven't, necessarily dipped our toe in the sand on the homelessness conversation. It's a growing demand and a growing need. But I think we're up for the challenge in a multitude of different expanding risks. And I think that's where we fit into the picture is, we're not looking to scale down. We're looking to meet the needs of a number of different members of our community.
The current strategic plan is set to end in 2027. These documents take a bit of time to create. So what is left to be accomplished with the current plan? And when do you intend to start developing a strategic plan under your leadership?
Yeah, I think there's a few key priority areas that our team has done a great job in the current strategic plan. It does sunset in the early months of 2027. I would anticipate that planning, that engagement, that kind of community outreach conversation to ramp up sometime in the fall winter of 2026, so we can be prepared to listen to our constituents and make sure that we're not only enhancing what we're doing, but where are we not reaching that we need to consider too. So I would anticipate that to take place in the fall, winter of 2026.
What is in store for the next 90 days?
Continuous listening with our teams. I'm fortunate to say that I think we've met every staff member that's been a part of Community Care, and we can't stop listening. And I think I'm going to learn through our teams, and that won't change, maybe on, day 180 or day 365. So those are still the key priorities.
If you were to sit down with somebody in the county at their kitchen table and tell them what Community Care Northumberland is all about and why it's important to them, what would you say?
I would say we offer a multitude of suite of services that help people age in place, keep them safe in their home, and we're going to do it with connection and compassion. Our team genuinely cares about the services that we offer and the residents that we support, but we don't do it alone. We have an incredible group of volunteers, staff, community partners that help make that possible.
Jordan Prosper, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
That was Community Care Northumberland Chief Executive Officer Jordan Prosper. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.